If you prefer to sleep in, then you are not hearing this right now. For the rest of us, Paul W. Smith is here at 6. And this is the Pre-W. Smith Show with Jeff Sloan on 760 WJR.
All right, good morning. Welcome. Good to have you with us. Yes, indeed, for the rest of us, it's the Pre-W. Smith Show. Mark Pastoria, it's you and I this morning, along with Brian Morton. Kristen Kajawa has the day off. How are we going to pull this off, Mark Pastoria, without Kristen?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It's Friday, though.
We, you know what? We've got our lucky charm, Brian Morton, in the background here, ready to step in at any time.
Hardly an adequate replacement, I would think.
Well, you know what? Let's not go there. let's leave that one alone. She's hard to replace indeed. But listen, Brian, Mark, have you guys noticed that the changing of the leaves, the autumn color that we see in our Michigan leaves? You know, people actually from around the Midwest and other places come to actually tour the state and see the changing colors. It's so dramatic when it's full on. The bright reds, the yellows, the golds, et cetera. Have you guys noticed that that's all happening later this year? Have you seen any blazing? Right.
Yeah.
No, indeed. It is later this year. And we've got an update for you. Listen, it's important stuff. We've got an update for you. Fall color now just starting to get into about, you know, its full glory in the western UP, now starting to make its way into the lower peninsula. And with this cold weather, things will accelerate rapidly. What you want is you want colder temperatures, but you don't want it to freeze. That accelerates it going from the colors to brown and dropping off the tree and so on. So it is predicted now that we'll begin to see right around October 13, all of our fall color glory right here in the lower peninsula. So guys,
all right.
I don't know if that's your thing or not, but it's coming.
We about a week behind, a couple weeks maybe?
Yeah, no, it's about 2 to 3 weeks behind this year. You know, we had a really warm September, really warm, warmer than usual, and that is what has delayed. You know, it's a combination of factors. It's temperature, it's daylight hours, it's other things that drive the change. And, of course, while the, you know, change in daylight hours didn't change, the temperatures did. It was a much warmer September than usual, so it's delayed 2 to 3 weeks. So there you have it. If you can wait another roughly week or so, it sounds like, we'll be into some really amazing fall color here in our area. Okay?
We'll take it.
And then the snow comes.
Well.
Oh, no.
You know what? It's a harbinger. You know, that's the thing. I love fall, but I always in the back of my head
know it's coming.
That. It's coming. I know it's coming. That is for sure. It is indeed. And I think we usually see the first few snowflakes, maybe late October, but certainly early November, the gales
absolutely.
Of November, right? And we'll start
yep,
to we'll start to see the change. Well, are you a winter sports guy, Brian?
No, I'm not a sports guy in any way. I'm the great indoorsman.
I love that. There's a few sports you can do indoors, but listen, what about, it's Friday morning. Listen, what about like snowmobiling or, you know, I mean, that falls in the sports category, believe it or not. That's a winter sports category. That's, you know.
That's fun.
That's fun.
Yeah. I know a lot of people that do it. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Now, to me, the cold is God's way of saying stay inside.
There you go.
You know.
All right. There you go.
I'm a bit of a cynic.
Predicted.
I see the fall colors and I love them, but I think it's raking leaves.
Raking leaves, snow to come. Listen, to your point about snow to come. Listen, guys, first snowfall predicted for Detroit this year.
Oh, don't tell me.
No. I got the date. I have it actually, amazingly. I have an exact date. The National Weather Service has a date when we believe we're going to get our first snowfall. What do you think it is, Brian?
I'm going to guess like November 15th or 16th.
Ooh.
Oh, good
now,
guess.
Now, snowfall is one thing. It's not going to stick. It's just going to fall, right?
No.
Okay, wait a second.
It'll stick.
Okay. Mark, you got it. Mark, you got a prediction?
I was going to say that. Same thing as Brian. How about that?
Listen to that.
Yeah, third week maybe of November.
Brian Morton goes with the 15th or 16th of November, the exact date predicted by the National Weather Service for our first snowfall, November 17th.
Wow, we'll have to move you to traffic and weather.
There we go. Who knew?
We're lucky, yes, every time.
He was all over that. You were right on the money, man. That was great. And, Mark, listen, there's another thing we just want to, before we run to a break. How about that guy that caught that baseball, Mark?
Oh, God, look out. There's a great article by Michael Bologna from Bloomberg. He says, million-dollar baseballs are raining down on fans like pennies from heaven.
Right, and they are.
The tax man isn't far behind.
There you go. You know, with every good little thing, with everything, there's a tax, right? I mean, you just can't have a pure moment these days. You catch the baseball. What an unbelievable moment of glory. You got this baseball worth up to $2 million, they're predicting. Oh, boy, someone's knocking at your door.
He might have to pay about $300,000 in taxes.
Before or even whether or not he sells it.
Yeah, so we'll see. Yeah. I don't think they'll enforce it, but could be they consider it ordinary income, or it could be a gift tax. So next time there's a foul ball, you better think twice about catching it.
Okay, there you go. The moment you catch it, there's
people
a tax.
Start running away from the foul balls now.
All right, there we go. I heard the IRS is handing out gloves at the games these days. That's a sign of the times right there. That's a sign of the times. All right, we're going to head to a quick break. Back with more with this motley crew here on the Pre-W. Smith Show on a Friday morning.